Golf team began their season on Monday. They went down to Buffalo Dunes, part of that Holcomb Invitational. They finished third as a team and had a couple of pretty good performances as well to start off the season. We got senior Dylan Metzger joining us here to lead things off for Boys Golf. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. Thank you.
All right. Well, last go around for golf here. And Monday, how'd you feel like your game was?
I felt like it was good. I wasn't very consistent. I'd like to get a little more consistent, but you know, it's always good to get the first meet out of the way in tournament.
Yeah, a lot of nerves, but I tell you what, you had a pretty nice day to golf there, and it was probably unusual to have something like that this early in April.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and it was perfect.
What was your favorite hole there? What was your best hole?
I liked hole 16. I played that pretty well.
All right, and you guys got third as a team there, and that's pretty cool. A good start to the season.
Yeah, for sure. I felt that we all played pretty well, and there's also a lot of room for improvement, which is good.
Okay. What was working for you overall on Monday?
I felt like my iron game was pretty good. I struggled a little bit off the tee box with the driver, but I'll work on that, and it should be fun.
All right. What are you looking forward to here the most here as you work through this season?
I just want to get better every tournament. I need to be more consistent with my shots, and hopefully that'll come as over time with practice.
All right. Hopefully things work out. It's hard to believe it's the last go-around for golf.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of sad.
All right. Do you have like a goal or like a number or score, I guess you're trying to – what I'm trying to say, do you have a score you'd like to have in mind this year?
I'd like to shoot below 80. That would be perfect.
All right. And what was your score on Monday?
88.
All right. Well, there's plenty of room for that. Then you have to get a new goal then after you hit 80.
Yeah.
All right. Dylan Metzger joining us here. Thanks as always, and good luck to you coming up here this season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Dylan Metzger joining us here as we talk now with Jackson Rumford here. And you had a pretty interesting day on Monday. Not too bad, huh?
Yeah, not too bad at all, yeah.
Yeah, but a five-way tie for first. Have you ever been involved in one of those like that before?
Not at all. It really sucked, the outcome of it. But, never. I've never been involved in that before. Yeah.
All right. But, for first meet of the year, do you feel like you golfed all right?
Oh, yeah. I think my irons were really locked in. I just think I need to clean it up around the green. Mm-hmm. And, maybe just straighten out the driver a little bit, but other than that, I've had a pretty good start, I'd say.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good competition there, of course, there. And what was your favorite hole there on Monday?
I also like 16. I drove the green. I had a really good drive there, and I two putted for birdie, and I just really enjoyed that hole.
So. Is that a par five?
That's a par four.
Par four, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm trying to remember it because it feels like every time I go down there, they change the layout, but
yeah.
so I couldn't remember. So par four, yeah, that works out pretty well. What would you like to see from yourself this year as you continue to improve here?
I'd like to get at least one round in the 60s, maybe, and just average in the, mid 70s and just – stay solid. I'm probably going to have a bad day once in a while, but that's all right. I just want to stay consistent and just keep putting up good numbers.
Well, it was kind of a unique day for you. You do golf in the morning there, I believe, and then you go to Ulysses and win javelin. I mean, that's quite a day there.
Yeah. I was just really tired, I guess. The sun really got to me. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I went out for track two, and it's just, I was just ready to get home after that, I guess.
Imagine so. Yeah, that's a long day, but that's pretty cool. I don't know too many people have won two individual titles like that in one day, different sports. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool to win Jav 2.
All right. Well, thank you, Jackson. Congratulations to you guys on a good start this year, and good luck to you coming up in your next meet.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Jackson Rumford joining us here, and we're going to get Coach Brian Gentry here on the headset next here from Scott City Ace Hardware here as get the headset up here, and I will get to let Coach sit down here real quick. And third place finish for your team on Monday. Pretty pretty competitive meet there to start off the season. How'd you feel like that your team ended up coming out and golfing?
Well, I mean, it was the best that we've played there or scored since I've been the coach. So, you know, going to that first tournament, especially at Buffalo Dunes, it's great to get to go there because at this point in time, most of the local courses aren't in shape yet. So it's nice to get to go there for sure. They played well. You know, our top three played well, and you know the 4, 5, and 6 guys. You know, it's some of them. It's their first varsity experience, and that's a bit nerve wracking. I mean, when you play golf anyway, and you're not playing in a scramble, you're playing your own ball. You know, so it you get a little bit nervous out there, and you got to commit to every shot, and you've got to be able to deal with some of the bad shots, and you got to get yourself out of trouble. So, you know, I thought we played pretty well. Some really good competition down there team-wise. You know, South Gray has two brothers that travel around and play a lot of golf, and they're really good. And then Turpin, Oklahoma was there, they have a few guys that are pretty good too. So, you know, I'm excited about where we're at, you know, just after that first tournament because, you know, our top three guys have the ability to go lower, mm-hmm. and our bottom three guys are only going to get better. And so, you know, I'm excited where we're at right now and look forward to, you know, competing. We play some tough courses, and, you know, next Tuesday we go down to Goodland, and it's always been, you know, for whatever reason, we go down there, we don't score good. And that could be because, you know, it's sunny, windy, rainy, and snowy all in the same day, so nobody knows what to do. But, you know, I'm excited where these guys are at. You know, they come out, and they kind of know what they need to work on, you know, every single day. So, you know, it should be an exciting year.
No, I was going to ask you, I mean, you were fielded on Monday by IHOP, right? I mean,
absolutely. Every year, man, it's tradition now. IHOP, then Freddy's afterwards. So,
okay.
we stick to our goals, and I'm sure next Tuesday somebody's going to try to order an onion omelet at a place that we stop at. So he might not eat it, but he may order it anyway. But yeah, it's don't do it.
Oh my. yeah, please don't. No.
Yeah.
You got a pretty good group here. And how big was it for you guys to qualify for state as a team last year and kind of try to parlay that into this year?
No, it's definitely something that's kind of fueled the fire, you know, for these guys. There was a number of years where we weren't looking, you know, when we were completing rounds, we weren't really looking at leaderboards to find out where we were at, you know, because we knew we weren't really in contention. And I think last year, you know, qualifying the team to go only, you know, motivated these guys even more. And I know they want to, you know, achieve that as well again this year. So I look forward to it, you know. So we haven't seen Colby or Lakin. You know, Lakin's going to return a few of their guys that are pretty good. Colby will return a few of their guys that are pretty good. So, I mean, there's still going to be competition within our league. We got to see Hugoton, Goodland, Ulysses, but I mean, regionally wise, that won't matter. But we got to see several teams that, you know, TMP also could, you know, they're not going to be in a regional, but, so we did see quite a few teams, that will have, you know, league, you know, on the line. That'd be nice to get that one, and then regionals as well. But, you know, just last year was so much fun, you know, taking these guys, as a team. You know, in so many years, I'd taken people by myself, you know, one guy, two guys maybe. But to take the whole team and let them, you know, motivate one another. You know, we get to go down there and hang out and play our practice rounds, so that's always fun, especially when you can take your team. But when you're a team, you know, you're just competing on a whole new level, you know, as far as the individual goes. You know, last year, you know, it got rained out anyway, so it was kind of a wash. But, you know, after the first day, you know, everybody's eyes were glued on the Acacia website to see where we were going to shake out. And we were going to end up being like 4 or 5 shots out of the, you know, make qualifying our team to the next day. So, you know, that's a goal. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely one that's very achievable for these guys. They just have to continue to get better.
All right, hopefully so here. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here and talking golf here. They'll be at Goodland next week. Thanks again, Coach, for the time here, and congratulations on a good start to the season.
All right, thanks, Adam.